Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Okay, time out. You're going to let your budget be the boss of you? Take control with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay for car insurance, and we'll help you find options that fit your budget. Here's some music to get you pumped. Da-dong-da-dong-da-dong-da-dong-dang-dang. I hear your budget laughing at you. Oh, wait, that's just those kids laughing at me. Ignore them!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I am on air now. We are about 7 minutes behind schedule, but we doing it, man. We're going to keep doing it. We got an awesome show in store for you tonight. Ooh, as that bass keeps on moving and jumping. Oh, my God. Can I get a hey now? All right. Here we go. Uh-huh. I got my notes with me. I'm all ready, man. There's some stuff in store. Oh, man. Cut it. Hello, my people. My people. My people. I'm back again for the Transform You Live Show with your boy, Reverend Dr. Marcus Hart. In case you didn't know, I am Reverend Dr. Marcus Hart. I put the titles back on. You can blame my PR person for that one. Shout out to her. Oh, man, we got some exciting stuff happening. We got some disappointing stuff to report. But whatever the case may be, and as we know how things in our world continue to happen, and we being a part of it happening, rather we like it or not, it's happening. It's going to happen. And because we are in this place, in time, in this space, in this reality, because we are who we are, it is what it is. Therefore, we have to move with the motion, and we have to make sure that when we are in the ocean, so to speak, that we are moving with the motion. Why not move with the motion when you can be the motion, when you can be the force? Unfortunately, though, situations and circumstances tend to overtake us. And that's all a part of our appointed time in life. Okay, let's get to it. Let me hit that cue for that top 7 news stories. Okay, top 7 news with your boy, Reverend Dr. Marcus Hart. Number 1. Ex-NBA player Rashad Butler and his wife, a singer who appeared on American Idol, were both killed in a single car crash in Studio City, California, early Wednesday morning, TMZ Sports has learned. 38-year-old Butler, who was drafted by the Miami Heat in 2002, lost control of his Range Rover around 2 a.m., struck a parking meter, and slammed into a wall. The car flipped. Officers believe the car was speeding before it lost control. Butler had a long NBA career after an impressive run at LaSalle, where he was a 2-time first-team All-Atlantic 10 player. He's a member of the LaSalle Hall of Athletics. He went on to play in the NBA until 2016, with stints on the Hornets, Clippers, Bulls, Raptors, Pacers, Wizards, and Spurs. Boy, he was traveling around, wasn't he? Rashad most recently played in Ice Cube's Big 3 League. Butler's wife, Leah LaSalle, Leah LaBelle, 31, was an R&B singer who was signed to Epic Records. She placed 12 on the third season of American Idol back in 2004, the year I graduated. Number two news. Researchers discover anxiety cells in the brain. This is nice. January 31st, 2018, scientists who identify specific brain cells in mice that control anxiety say the discovery could provide insights that might eventually help people with panic disorder and social phobia. Me personally, add me to that list. The finding, reported Wednesday in the journal Neuron, could eventually lead to better treatments for anxiety disorders, which affect nearly 1 in 5 adults in the U.S. The discovery of anxiety cells is just the latest example of the tremendous progress scientists have made toward understanding how anxiety works in the brain, says Joshua Gordon, director of the National Institute of Mental Health, which helped fund the research. If we can learn enough, we can develop the tools to turn on and off the key players that regulate anxiety in people, Gordon says. Anxiety disorders involve excessive worry that doesn't go away. These disorders include generalized anxiety disorder, panic disorder, and social anxiety disorder. Yeah, you can say that again. I know all about that one, my people. Number three news. A train carrying GOP lawmakers hits garbage truck in Virginia. Now, I know there's a couple of liberals out there that hope that they may have lost two GOP lawmakers in this horrific accident. NPR reports that at least one person was killed and another seriously injured when an Amtrak train carrying Republican members of Congress hit a truck in rural Virginia. In a statement, Amtrak said the train came into contact with a truck that was on the tracks at 11:20 a.m. in Crozet, Virginia. It said two Amtrak crew members and three passengers were transported to a local hospital with what were described as minor injuries. It said the National Transportation Safety Board is investigating. Arizona Senator Jeff Flake told CNN that he was on the train near the front and got off to help. He said there was a person who was deceased and another person who was pretty bad off, Flake added. I hope he survives. Senator Bill Cassidy, Louisiana Republican, a physician also, tweeted that he helped tend to the patients until emergency medical technicians showed up. Can I get a doctor? Doctor! You know, luckily he was on there because many more may have been more seriously hurt than what they are. Okay, number four news. Rare Super Blue Moon. Rare Super Blue Blood Moon. January 30th, 2018, early Wednesday morning, brought a lunar event that hadn't been seen since 1866? A lunar event since 1866? None of us was around for that one, no figure, right? So, updated at 10:25 a.m. Eastern Wednesday Standard Time. Early Wednesday morning brought a lunar event that hasn't been seen since 1866. It was at least partially visible in all 50 U.S. states. Though the views were better the farther west you were, the better you were able to witness this rare event. Obviously rare. Obviously, I don't live in the west, so obviously I didn't see it that good. Number five news. I had to think for a minute. Trump's big speech. And NPR reports as more pep rally than bipartisan breakthrough. January 31st, 2018. It is true that the president's tone and manner were more restrained than his famously rousing style on the stump. But a somewhat more sated delivery does not in itself constitute a more collaboratory type speech type of dang thing of a jigger. Well, since we are on number five, let's get into some of the key top 8 points or moments or themes, if you will, in this great pep rally speech, which lasted and clocked in at 1 hour and 20 minutes. It was the third longest behind President Bill Clinton in 2000 and 1995. Talk about some long-winded people. Hey, now. Number one, key 8 moment and theme, not much new policy. Basically, he's addressing that the U.S. detention facility at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, will remain open. It's going to lower prescription drug costs, infrastructure, rebuilding nuclear weapons arsenal, and flirting with cutting off foreign aid to countries that don't move into lockstep with the U.S. Basically, this wasn't any type of revolutionary new policy in this speech. Number two theme of that night, a call for bipartisanship. He said, quote unquote, the president quotes the president, I quote the president on this. He says, tonight I call upon all of us to set aside our differences, to seek out common ground, and to summon the unity we need to deliver for the people. This is really the key. These are the people we were elected to serve. No figure, right? Let's see. Number three theme of that great pep rally speech. Americans are dreamers too. This sounds very familiar. So, quoting the president, my duty and the sacred duty of every elected official in this chamber is to defend Americans, to protect their safety, their families, their communities, and their right to the American dream, because Americans are dreamers too. Okay. Number four theme of that night, he talks about surprise scud nuts, whatever the heck that means. I guess, okay, talking about the government employee who drove into the Potomac River to save a plane crash victim. So he just gave him a nice honorable mention. All right, let's see. Number six theme of that great pep rally speech of last night. He talks about Melania Trump's winter white. She had on her nice winter white pantsuit and a blouse on last night, and everybody stood up to give her a nice little round of applause. She took like a model run type step down the stairs and right back up. Okay, and then in number seven, famous theme of that night, another Kennedy takes a star turn. So, Joe Kennedy III, the 37-year-old congressman from Massachusetts, delivered the official Democratic response. Okay, in regards, so he was the grandson of Robert Kennedy, who was killed while campaigning for president 50 years ago. So he delivered a nice sharp on Mitch's performance. And last but not least, he talks about Hillary Clinton's Me Too play. Wow. Okay, so at 8:45 p.m., 15 minutes before the State of the Union, Hillary Clinton dropped a 1,573-word statement on Facebook, backtracking on a controversial decision she made not to fire a senior campaign official accused of sexual harassment during her 2008 presidential campaign. And I guess that's pretty relevant. So I guess it kind of makes her seem or appear like a hypocrite or some sort. Yeah, whatever. Let's go on. Let's get rid of this. Number six news. Amazon, Berkshire Hathaway, and JP Morgan Chase launched new health care company. This should be very scary. So, updated according to NPR at 11:17 a.m. Eastern Time, healthcare costs are a hungry tapeworm on the American economy. Berkshire Hathaway chairman and CEO Warren Buffett says, and now his firm is teaming up with Amazon and JP Morgan Chase to create a new company with the goal of providing high quality healthcare for their U.S. employees at a lower cost. The new company will be a free from profit making incentives and constraints as it tries to find ways to cut costs and boost satisfaction with the healthcare plan for employees of Amazon, Berkshire Hathaway, and JP Morgan Chase. The trio unveiled their new venture in a news release. I'm surprised they didn't come in on a drone. All right, number seven news, which I didn't borrow out of headline news, or it wasn't sent to me. But it was sent to me. I want to just quickly announce that iHeartRadio has added the Transform You Live show to its directory. So it is now available on iHeartRadio. So if you are listening on iHeartRadio, that's because you have stumbled across or I have told you to go check it out on iHeartRadio. So if you haven't already, visit our website at transformyoubroadcast.com. That's transformyoubroadcast.com. Go subscribe, sign up. It's free. You're going to get all the updates. You're going to hear about all our upcoming guests on the show. And in the meanwhile, I'm going to take a quick commercial break. And I will return back shortly here. Okay, looks like we are back. We are back. We are back. Do not break my back, but I am back. So we have to get going here and go into tonight's topic. So Ooh, gotta hit that water one more time. Oh, thank you for the round of applause. Thank you for the round of applause. Oh, you're too kind. You're too kind. All right. Let's talk about what tonight's show topic is. As you have heard, the top seven news, of course. And to kind of segue our way into the show, the show topic is about the secret behind mentoring or mentorship, the secret of a mentor. If you know of a mentor, if you want to be a mentor, if you have a mentor, this is the topic you want to stay tuned in to hear about. Do not turn that dial, so to speak. Okay. So looks like the airplane's getting ready to land. I can hear it. Yeah. That, oh, that, doesn't that sound nice? My airplane will be landing in maybe in about a couple of days now from today. I'll be landing in Cali. I will be making my way there to get some of that nice sunshine over there and catch maybe a tan. But anyways, mentoring. So I want to start off with a couple of scriptures to get us into the spiritual understanding of what mentorship looks like and what it should do for you. Okay, especially when we're talking about how we become, how we can become more self-disciplined achievers in life, how we can begin to set goals, stay focused, and drive forward on those goals. Okay, so seeking out mentors. So Proverbs chapter 27, verse 17, it says, "Iron sharpens iron, and one man sharpens another." So iron sharpens iron, and one man sharpens another. Let's do also Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6. It says, "Train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it." And let's find something out of the New Testament also. John chapter 14, verse 26, it says, "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you." Okay, so let's talk about it now. All right. Look, when you are seeking out a mentor, first of all, you have to decide that, yes, I want a mentor. I want someone who I can emulate in some shape or fashion. Somebody I can be a remix to, or I can be guided by, far as I begin to learn myself more and more as I grow, someone who I can reach out to and just pick their brain, pick their heart too as well, because you want to not only pick their brains, but you want to pick from their hearts. You want to learn and understand what the true motives and intentions of their hearts are. Because once you learn that, once you know what that is, then you are better able to shape out what you want to express outwardly, okay? And when you express it outwardly, it's going to come from an honest place. It's not going to come from a place of where, you know, like you're doing it just to be doing it, or you saying it just to be saying it, or you doing things with like all this confusion. Okay, I'll give you a quick story. For a long time, I can honestly say that I don't believe I really narrowed down who my mentor was. I had a lot of people who came in my life along the way, and they were very helpful, but I wouldn't want to say that they were my official mentors, per se. Okay, I wouldn't want to call them my official mentors. Because, why? Because I, at the time, I'm like, okay, I'm younger, I'm a lad, I'm a little lad. I don't really understand this whole mentor relationship, for one. Okay, I didn't really truly understand me, you know, like, okay, I got all these different, like, things that I'm viewing out in the world, and, like, I couldn't really pin down, okay, I really want to be that, and I'm sticking to that. And I'm probably not alone on this. A lot of people tend to shift out of different types of things they want to be when they grow up. Or they may even watch cartoons, see a movie or something, and they say to themselves, oh, I want to be just like that person, without understanding, you know, like, when you say you want to be like somebody, what does it really mean? What does it really mean? And what part of that person do you want to be like? Because, like, truth be told, we can't be 100% like anybody, okay? As much as people like to compare Kobe to Jordan, Kobe was never Jordan. Sure, he borrowed a lot of stuff from Jordan, a lot of, like, things he tried to strive to achieve similar to Jordan. And then we even got LeBron James, who we would say, like, okay, people used to say all the time, he's the next Jordan, but he truly wasn't, though. You know, he's LeBron. And so it's the same for us when we finally get to a point in our lives and we understand what mentorship is about. We understand what it means when we say we want to be like that person. We're not saying we want to be exactly like that person, but we want to follow some of the same paths, some of the same, achieve some of the same things, and even greater things in our journey to greatness. Okay? But here's the thing, though. The thing is this. Mentors, and I'm going to bring up what mentor is, because it's very important that we understand what a mentor is. So the official definition of mentor, according to the Webster Dictionary, it is a trusted counselor or guide. It is also a tutor or coach. Mentorship is what the relationship is described as. Okay? So with that said, if you're seeking out a counselor, someone you can trust, or a guide, I say seek out someone, yeah, in the world. Okay, that's cool. But you also want to first make the energy of this universe, the God of this universe, however you identify as what God is, you want to accept that him, in my, is what I understand. You want to accept him as your guy first. Why? Because everything around you that has been made by this God, by the force and energy of this universe, is perfect. Perfecto. Okay? It's all perfect. You yourself was made and created perfect. So why not counsel first and seek guidance first from your creator? Do that. Now, I was very surprised when I had a short magazine interview not too long ago, and they asked me, who was your mentor? Who was the hero of your life? Now, they messed up. Okay, they didn't ask me who was my mentor. They asked me, who is your hero? Okay, now when you hear the word hero, like, oh yeah, you know, who is my hero? It caught me off guard because it's not one of those questions you get asked every day, like when you are an adult. So the minute you become an adult, it's like, okay, I'm not really thinking about who's my hero anymore. Like I wasn't really thinking about it, but I said, oh, my dad's my hero. So my dad's my hero, you know, my mom's my hero. So, I'm like over 30 now, and I don't really think about who's my hero. But what I should have said, oh, Jesus Christ is. That's what, you know, me being a rooted believer in his teachings, I should have said Jesus. But I know why I didn't say him. I didn't say him because I look at him as more of a mentor figure. That's the type of mentor I would like to have. That's the mentor I have. I look at his journey. I look at his paths. I look at how he was able to overcome and defeat temptation, defeat sin. And I say, look, man, I'm going to use that as a guide to help me with my moral compass, to help me to begin to have a more perfect love with God and with other people. So that for that part of my life, yes, that's my mentor. Now, for my professional life, I had to really look out and say, okay, now who could be my mentor professionally? Okay, now I don't really associate with too many people in terms of like bugging them to get answers to my questions, because it's like, you got to be careful. You got to be very careful with the type of information you get. And then you have to be careful in terms of being very choosy. You got to be careful with being choosy, but you also got to be careful in the type of people you can trust, because, you know, what I found is that some people, too, they will work with somebody for a certain period of time, and then once they blow past their mentor, they upgrade. So that's why you do have to be choosy. You do have to be careful and make sure that you do trust this person you choose as a mentor. Because why? Because if a person began to start as you're working with them, they start to, you know, they're giving you awesome stuff, and then all of a sudden they make themselves unavailable to you, or you start discovering that some of the information is kind of like rerun information or information you have heard elsewhere. I mean, which is, it's okay to get confirmation, but you want to hear things fresh when you have a mentor. You want to make sure you're getting some real solid guidance. And in my coaching business and mentor business, I make sure that I'm giving people fresh information, personalized for them and custom to them. It's important. But like I'm saying, though, if the person you're working with, their information starts getting very loopy, and then you notice some jealousy too, that's not a trusted mentor. That's not a trusted guy. That's not a trusted counselor. Exit right away. I have had people that have worked with me, and I've seen all type of like jealousy, all type of like weird information after a while that just wasn't helpful. So I upgraded. I just ended the mentorship. Okay. So you probably want to know who my mentor is right now. You're probably like, okay, who's your mentor then? So, so if your mentor, you got these certain specs for a mentor. So who is yours? I will tell you that and more after this commercial break. Oh, please don't boo me. Oh, they're booing me now. Okay, I'll return back in just about 3 minutes here.
Never do a thing I don't find fault with, so just set me free. It's like I don't know you anymore, and there was something even worse I said. I can't remember half of it, I just wish that I was dead. I'm sure I'll apologize, but oh, now I'm getting wise to what's all going on inside. Sometimes the bad things and the sad things just come out all wrong. I blame you for all things, but it's all things, and there's nothing going on. Even the best souls, they got big holes, need a feeling now and then. So if it's gotta be tonight, whoa, let's learn to have a good fight. The devil's creeping in to tell me you're sinning. You probably sleep in your room. Now I'm out on the patio of your Sunset Village floor. I wanna knock, but pride's a bouncer, and he's standing guard at your door. Trust me, I know. I gotta take this slow. Find new ways to help me grow. Sometimes the bad things and the sad just come out all wrong. I blame you for all things, it's all things, and there's nothing going on. Even the best souls, they got big holes, ain't feeling now and then. So if it's gotta be tonight, whoa, let's learn to have a good fight. I take it for what it's worth. I never stab on purpose. Bottled up inside. I know it's not your fault, but it's all a part of the ride. Sometimes the bad things and the sad things, they just come out all.
Okay, we're back, we're back, we're back. Please don't break my back. Well, we're on the topic right now of mentorship. We're talking about the importance of seeking out a mentor. I was just talking a while ago about how you need to be choosy when you do decide to seek out a mentor. Also touched on, you first have to make the decision to go seek out a mentor. And I talked about how it gets a little bit different, a little bit more serious, and you have a clear understanding from the difference between a mentor and a hero from the time you were a young lad into adulthood. And man, what I notice, and I'm always cracking myself up, I'm very goofy. Boy, I get better towards like the end of this show all the time. And I know why it is. It's because I'm so rusty at the, you know, like after just being out for like a whole week. Like a whole week of not talking, not doing anything. I'm like, dude, like I'm all rusty, I'm all throat all dry, my throat is dry. Like thoughts be all jumbled all over the place. So, but I'm glad we are approaching Black History Month. So Black History Month is on the way. And boy, with that being said, we also are going to have a galore of different guests starting next month. Now, if you are interested in becoming a guest on the TransformYouBroadcast.com is where you visit. So you, if you want to be a guest on the Transform You live show, or do what my friend Tomorrow is going to do, and that's going to sit down with me, have a recorded show done, and it will be posted to the podcast station, which is available at iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, Blog Talk Radio, iHeart Radio, TuneIn. You can just simply go on Google right now. Hey, Google, play the Transform You live show. Or if you got that Alexa thing, hey, Alexa, play the Transform You live show. Oh, it's, man, it's so cool. It's so cool. It's so cool. So the show recording I'm going to do tomorrow, I'm going to do an interview with, his name is Dan DeFiglio. So Dan DeFiglio, he's the author and nutrition and fitness expert. He was on CNN and he wrote the book Beating Sugar Addiction. So go check his book out. Go look him up at BreakingSugarAddictions.com. So that show will be posted tomorrow after the recording has been done. So look out for that. And there's going to be some more guests on board coming up too. Black History Month coming up. Man, I'm going to be wearing all black the whole month of February. Not to mention that Black Panther movie is coming out. Ooh, let me get a hey now for that. So that might be my new mentor too. So let's talk more about mentorship. I don't want to get off track here and prolong the time because we are running out of time. Okay. So mentorship. So I'm going to give you some very clear types of things your mentor should do for you. So the first thing your mentor should do for you or help you to do is to help you to avoid judging yourself. Okay? They should not judge you, and they should help you to avoid judging yourself and to clear you and stir you away from all the self-negativity you have about yourself. You have a mentor that can do that. You in the money. That's the top name. Next thing, your mentor should be able to help you to identify the pain. Okay? Or help you to identify the bad situations that got you all clogged up and how to navigate yourself out of those situations. Now, keep in mind too that you don't need just one mentor. It's very possible to have more than one mentor. Now, people will say, "Oh, just stick to one." No, I say, "Hey, if you want to have more than one for every area or category of your life, go for it. It's much more healthier if you have an expert in relationships, an expert in this, an expert in that. That way you can just bring it all together, write, take some notes each time you talk to these people. Make sure you also are seeking spiritual guidance too. Whenever you are discerning whether or not the information is correct or the information will apply for you or help you to get to the next level. So identifying your pain or the blocks, the things that will cause you to turn and or backpedal away from moving forward. That's what a mentor should do for you. Mentorship should also help you to be able to apply logic to internal experiences or stuff that's happening within you. Now, sometimes we'll do that ourselves. And when we do that ourselves, we assume all these bad things, you know, about the things that's happening within us or happening on the outside of us. We start to talk back and forth within ourselves with all this emotional stuff. And then we're trying to solve the problem without the answer first, okay? Or without maybe even understanding that maybe there's no answer to this problem. And I just have to go through this and go on with the goal. The most important thing, too, is a mentor or in a mentorship, you should be getting the benefit of being able to make sense of different experiences or different experiences you are bound to encounter. That mentor should help you to stay on track so that once you approach that next stop in life and you get off and take a break before you get back on the train with the Republicans. No, you don't want to get on the train with the Republicans. We see what happened. Oh, okay. I'm wrong for that. I'm wrong. Anyways, but your mentor should help you to be able to make sense of an experience. Even if it hasn't happened yet, it may be something that may on the way of happening, something you can expect. So, that's all of the benefits you should get in a mentorship. And like I said, you're going to get the best counsel and guidance from that of the universe. And you do that through meditation, journaling. If you write a journal every day, you know, keep a journal entry. You can also prayer, of course, just making sure you are doing the things that contributes to your overall purpose in life and your mission in life. Those things help you stay connected spiritually. And of course, if you got somebody on the outside who, you know, is in human form, physical form, that you can strive to be like, emulate, following their paths, watching their steps, learning what their philosophy is, learning what their heart is, having a sense of what their spirit is. As you do that and begin to do that, you find yourself on the right path. You are on the right path. Can I get a hey now? On the right path, baby. So, before I wrap up tonight's show, I'm going to tell you who's my mentor. Okay, one of my mentors. So my mentor is Joel Osteen because he's wrote a lot of books, something that I too am striving to do. He speaks on a large platform, something I want to do. He's a spiritual leader, advisor, counselor. He's a theologian in some sense. So all of the things I'm striving to do, he's doing already, bigger and better. Okay. I don't want to say better. You know, he has a podcast too, by the way. So yeah, so that is my mentor. And then I have other mentors too that, you know, people that I look up to and look to for different categories of my life. So that's all I have for you. So in case you haven't already, visit Transform, the letter U, broadcast.com. That's Transform U, broadcast.com. Sign up for a free membership so you can stay updated in what's happening in the news, what's happening on our show, with our show, around our show, all the awesome stuff. You want to also get that free membership too on TransformUBroadcast.com too, so that you can see the upcoming guests that I will be interviewing live and recorded to be posted on the podcast. So stay locked in. There's all the information you need is on that website. If you want to follow me directly or connect with me directly, visit my website at realmarcushart.com. That's realmarcushart.com. Starting next week too, you will be able to call into the show, ask me questions. I will be taking questions, hearing your comments, hearing your feedback, what have you. That's all I have with you. for tonight. It was very good being with you guys. I enjoyed you. Oh, thank you for the hand clap. You so lovely. Many blessings, peace, and lots of love. And I'm checking out of here. See you again very soon, my people.
Now at Dunkin' Donuts, enjoy any of our freshly made classic breakfast sandwiches for just $2 with the purchase of any beverage all day, every day. Bacon, sausage, or ham and egg and cheese. Yes, please. Get a delicious classic breakfast sandwich for $2 available all day with a signature smooth, freshly brewed Dunkin' coffee or any beverage to keep you going. Stop into your nearest Dunkin' Donuts today. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary, plus applicable taxes. Exclusions may apply. Limited time offer.